This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
Albert B. Simpson is the writer of this song. As a hymn writer, it was said that his songs were hard to sing and not well written. Such was the case of A.W. Tozier. Tozier said that they were very difficult, yet Tozier also stated that he found himself singing his songs because of their great meaning. This song comes from Hebrews 13:8, where the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. From that he wrote, yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus, never. Glory to his name.
Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
That familiar theme. It's a joy to welcome you to this Thursday, the fourth day of May. And National Day of Prayer, and quite a few special services or programs being held throughout the region, throughout the nation today. And I'm thankful that we still have the freedom to publicly gather and pray. And I know there's a lot to be said about that, but nonetheless, I'm thankful as a born-again child of God, every day is a day of prayer. Yeah, I talked to him this morning, and then again, and then again, again. Well, we have got blue skies on the outside, winds calm down, and we started our music, mentioned that I saw we're at the Asheville Airport four consecutive days with gust of 30 miles per hour or stronger, and wind gust again top 40 miles per hour in some areas across the region. Yeah, it's been a windy day, and as Brother Bradley said yesterday, it was Wednesday, and it definitely was, but we've had a very unsettled weather pattern. According to the meteorologists, you know what they're talking about. Strong areas of high pressure the pressure gradient or the difference in pressure between the systems that kind of in the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, Rocky Mountains, it's just kind of threw the wind our way in plain language. So it looks like, though, that has moved on and looks like we might be warming up just a little bit. Tomorrow we are forecast to be sunny. And, well, today in the 70s, tomorrow in the 60s, and then we have rain coming in for Saturday. Today, of course, National Day of Prayer, I mentioned that, but today is also World Password Day. And I love this. They said a good time to remember that passwords are like a bag of tea. You don't know how strong it is until you get in hot water. So true. Thank you, Miss Karen, for sending this to me. But in all seriousness, it is really important. And I'm the world's worst. Do as I say, not as I do. I have trouble remembering passwords. And if you write it down and put it on your person, you're kind of defeating the whole reason for having one. But they say for a secure password, you need to make it long. The more digits, the more secure your password is. They say try for at least 12, or longer if you can. Great, forever, 12. Make it strong. You need to combine uppercase and lowercase and some of the other symbols. Make it difficult. The most common passwords are easily guessed, such as password or 123456. Yeah, I know. My goodness. They say that keep it a secret. Yeah, don't write it on a post-it note on your keyboard. Well, I have to go move mine. Or in an unlocked drawer. And don't even store it in a Word or Excel file on your desktop. Okay. I'm not really sure how I'm going to remember mine. And again, never share it. Make it unique. Create a different one for every account. Man, they are plowing my row right now because I'm like guilty of about all of these. But yeah, I have a hard time with remembering, again, just one password.
That's a fact.
So, yeah, one for a different password for everything you have to log into.
That's,
I get it. That's what's recommended, yeah, but wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And make it random. Don't use personal information. Don't use, like, your spouse's name, your mother's maiden name, your pet's name, where you went to high school, all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anywho, so that is today's World Password Day.
World Password Day.
Yep.
Well, bless them.
I know. I for people who can, more power to you.
Well, I have to keep a separate piece of paper, and I write them all down. And the thing about it is that what will happen is I'll be somewhere, and for some reason I have to log back in, whether you've logged out of your account or whether you've had to reset your computer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, and then when I try to log in, I can't remember.
Yeah.
So I reset my password.
Yeah.
And then I forget to write down what I reset it to.
And reset it again.
And so you just end up resetting it again.
Not the only one.
I guess.
Do you have a limit?
I don't know if that's a limit to it or whatever, but, you know, the thing is, it would kind of be like almost a, what is that, like a recurring reset of your password. It would be kind of a way to kind of foil the crooks from trying to get in your account. You're just constantly resetting your password. Because there are some accounts that are more, pretty more secret that, mm-hmm. you know, that there are revolving passwords that have to, they get reset ever so often automatically.
Right.
So that being said, hey.
Yeah. God love her. Miss Lydia was getting logged into something, and she was telling Daniel, because he was working on her computer,
mm-hmm.
and she was going through her password, and she just kept going and kept going and kept going. And she looked at me, and she goes, it was an automatically generated one from somebody. I'm like, okay, because it makes no sense. Somebody said they pick names from the Bible.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
And then Brother Daniel, scripture verses work well.
Yeah.
Scripture references, because he set up my something on my computer, and mm-hmm. I have a scripture reference for that. So, yeah. But just be safe. And again, don't pick the, you know, password or 123456 or
yeah,
whatever.
That's kind of, yeah. And of course, the thing is that when we put all of our, you know, when you like create a Facebook account or something like that, you have all of this personal information on there to create the account. Mm-hmm. And of course, we post pictures of mom and there's her name or her maiden name. And then you're throwing that into the mix. And then when she was born and stuff like that. So when you start using those kind of numbers along with it, don't, you know, hackers are smart.
Yeah.
And they can put two and two together in a hurry. And so that being said, with all that information out there, you know, you need to be kind of careful. Matter of fact, you need to be real careful.
Yeah. I don't use it anymore, and I wouldn't recommend using it. But mine, I used to have some. It was like, what's your password? I can't tell you.
Yeah.
My password was, I can't tell you. Yeah. Or, it's a secret.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't do that anymore.
That got picked up in a hurry.
It did. I kind of went away from those. So, anywho, today is also International Firefighters Day.
Yeah.
And so, hey, if you want to salute a firefighter with volunteer paid, we'll give them a shout out today. I'm going to hand you the iPad.
Okay, that'll work.
So let's give a shout out to the ones here.
We got it.
We've got Brother Daniel Nicholson.
That's right.
Brother Ricky Brown, Brother Mark Parker, Brother Bradley Collins, Brother Nicholas Lanning,
mm-hmm.
Brother Chase Quinn, and of course, Pastor Barton.
Yeah.
Has served, and I know you also have served as a firefighter.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And so God bless you. And again, if you would like for us to give a shout out on this International Firefighters Day to someone, just shoot us a quick text or call us.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody on the phone?
I didn't see her when I come through.
Maybe then, do you mind just texting us?
Just text it to us.
828-577-1296.
Yeah. Well,
to the password question.
Yeah.
A gospel song.
That would work. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's countless gospel songs that you could use because certainly they're not, if they're going to be hacking, they're not going to be familiar with those songs,
right,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Little blips of the plan of salvation, you know, so they would have
there
to.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're traveling on Highway 64, I know earlier they were paving toward Brevard. I mean, I'm sorry, not paving. They are striping.
Okay.
Toward Brevard.
Okay.
Okay. Now they're coming from the intersection at Pisgah Forest back this way toward the church. And so there, that's what kind of threw me out. I was going that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come out of the bank, here they come. There's the name of the song.
Yeah,
there you go. And so when I came out of the bank, they were striping back toward the studios here and the church. So that being said, if you get behind traffic, if you can avoid it, probably best now to come down Old 64 and get ahead of them if you can, and come back out here at Penrose, because they're putting down. It's pretty.
To all those people who know the little hacks in life, yeah. I mentioned this sometime back, but I had a vehicle. I don't have it now, but I was coming through apparently where they were striping, and I turned and mm-hmm. I came across it, and I got it in my wheel well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the right word or not, but it got on my tires and got up on my car.
Yeah.
I like to have never, I don't even know. I think it just wore out.
Right.
But I don't know how you get it off.
Well, from what I saw, and you know, because it used to take a long time to dry.
Mm-hmm.
They use a different process now.
Oh.
And it has to do with some type, they combine the paint powder with a sealant that puts the powder down at the same time as it seals it. So it's not as bad as it used to if you just drove across fresh paint.
Well, that's a blessing.
So, because I watched people turn right after the truck went through, and it didn't leave marks on the road.
Yeah, because it would have.
Because it would have. If it had got on the tire. So, I mean, I imagine if you did it like the second after they put it down, probably.
Right.
But no. So maybe
kudos to the drivers who go straight, though, that's driving the truck.
Yeah.
I always thought, wow, I wonder if they've got a way that keeps them, or are they just that talented to be in the perfect place?
I think they've got some measuring equipment on the truck that allows them to do that. But still, it takes a pretty good talent to make sure that those lanes are the right width and all that stuff where the lines go.
Yeah.
Of course, it helps to have the old ones there.
That's true. Now, that's true. Something to go by.
There's the old paths.
Yeah, man, there you go. We're just full of songs today.
The old paths.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, a guy last night pulled out in front of me on my way home from church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of pulled out in front of me. Well, he really did. And then he was going like five.
Oh, okay.
It was out here at Crab Creek. And I just, you know, got on the road from church.
Yeah.
And then he went. There's people like piling up behind me now. And then he sped up, and then he's across the yellow line, double yellow line. He's over back here. And I'm like, oh, snap. I'm not going to do much because I think he's either distracted or intoxicated.
All right.
So I was thinking, just be careful driving, folks. It's a crazy world out there.
It is.
And road rage, there are more stories about people, I mean, getting weapons involved and people die.
Yeah. Well, you know, we covered another story. I know SRN covered it this morning, you know, in Atlanta. Somebody got upset, and sadly, it's another VA story.
Oh, my.
It's just sad. It breaks my heart because he wasn't getting his medicine, what he needed from the VA.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks in another doctor's office, and they wouldn't give it to him either, and he pulls a weapon.
Oh, my.
A young veteran.
That was the shooting situation in Atlanta.
Yeah, walked in there, and sadly, a woman was killed and several injured. They arrested him. They got him quickly. But, you know, it's just the idea of the idea that we can settle things with a weapon these days, you know. And it sounds sad, but, you know, it happens on the road more than we think.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it really does. I'm talking about people using their cars as weapons. Just say, you bump me, I'm just going to bump you.
And with little kids in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're just starting to have bumper cars going down the road.
Are we teaching them? We're putting them in danger, but what are we teaching them? Anyway, another day.
Another day.
Yeah, it's not Wednesday, so don't need to get fired up, right?
No.
Here's a feel-good story out of Alabama.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. Two ladies are set to graduate from the University of Alabama tomorrow.
Okay.
One is 77, the other is 16.
Oh, are they... Let me guess.
No, they're no relation.
They're no relation? I started to guess it could have been like grandma and daughter
the two ladies. And the senior lady, the 77-year-old, is graduating with a bachelor in interdisciplinary studies. I don't really know what that is, but she's getting her degree in it.
Okay.
And she decided to go back to school. She had been a stay-at-home mom, had ran a daycare in her home for 21 years, and then took care of her mother, who was suffering from Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow.
And in dealing with the doctors, with her mother, the doctors told the woman, make your mind learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, hey, college would be new things.
How about that?
So after 50 years of being out of school, she went back. Now, on the other spectrum, the 16-year-old actually graduated from high school at 15 last year. And she also had her associate's degree when she graduated from high school at 15.
Yeah.
Took her a year to get her other studies done at 16. And she's taking the medical college admission test later this month.
Madcaps, yeah.
She's learning, or her plans are to be a medical doctor.
What about that?
So, wow. Kudos to both these ladies. And I saw
congratulations.
Where it was in Alabama, but not at the University of Alabama, but another gentleman, 77, mm-hmm. was also getting his college degree.
I went back to Bible college later on in life, mm-hmm. and I can tell you right now, the older you get and the commitment it takes to, you know, because with everything else that's going on, just to sit down. And, of course, a lot of that I did at home, but still, I mean, that's tough.
Yeah.
You know, when you get older, to have to go after 50 years, trying to go back to the classroom setting. That's tough.
Yeah, and she was able to do most of it at home. The 77 did mostly online, but the 16-year-old was actually on campus, and she said it was odd that she couldn't drive.
Yeah.
So she was one of the very few students that actually had their parents drop them off. She said her dad would drop her off in the morning and her mom pick her up in the afternoon.
Cool as that.
But I guess the 77-year-old just, you can learn.
Oh, yeah.
And keeping your mind active, I've heard that before.
Yeah, I have too.
Is a great way to stay sharp.
Yep.
Well, we talked yesterday about snakes, and what a blessing. So this story is to commemorate another snake story.
Okay.
And this one, a lady in India, I'm thankful it wasn't Indiana, it was India, nowhere in the States, but a woman was caught by TSA with over a dozen snakes in her checked baggage.
No way.
Way. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And they actually had a video on Fox News, if you want to see it, that showed them trying to get the snakes unpacked.
Oh, my goodness.
She had put them in the suitcase in various plastic containers.
Mm.
And they say a woman in Malaysia sometime back tried to smuggle 22 snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, it's illegal.
Yeah.
There's regulations.
Yeah.
But, I just can't even. They did go back and say, I don't think any of the ones she had were poisonous or venomous.
Well, just think about this now.
I'd rather not.
Well, I know, but can you imagine being on a plane? Mm-hmm. I know there was a movie by this title.
Yeah.
But can you imagine being on a plane? It's one thing when you get one in your house or something and you just like run outside and not go back until like you set it on fire and burn it down and build the house back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
That would be me. Mm-hmm.
But to be on a plane
and
one get loose.
Skydiving.
Yeah, but without a parachute.
Sometimes I might be willing to risk it. Do I want to dive?
Come on.
I just can't.
No.
I don't know what people are thinking.
No.
I don't know.
No.
But God bless the folks that found it.
Mm.
So yet another reason I would not want to be a TSA worker.
They see all kinds, I'm sure.
It'd probably blow our mind, the stuff that,
Well, you know, they got them CAT scanners over now at the Asheville airport.
They added them in recently,
got three
right?
of them over there. And so now your carry-on, you don't have to pull all your stuff out.
Oh.
You don't have to pull your liquids out, you know, like you've got shampoo and all that. So you don't have to pull any of that out. It takes a 3D image just like you would when you go to the hospital to take a CAT scan. It gives you a 3D image of your carry-on. And so when you go through the line, you just put your carry-on through. And it takes a CAT scan of it. It does it quick, and you're on your way. The thing is, can you imagine looking on a CAT scan and you carry on and see some wiggling on the inside?
I'm out of here.
You know, on the inside of your bag.
I'm out of here.
No,
I'm thinking, would they let you lay down and run you through and just say, "Hey, can I have a black and white of that?"
Yeah, can you just go ahead?
It would just save me
$500
or more.
Yeah,
So. Yeah, they're not thinking that's the problem. Yeah. True, Miss Karen. They're not thinking.
Yeah, they're not thinking.
Well, if you like meteor showers, you've got an opportunity early tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And it's the Ada Aqua Red. And I don't know if I said that right or not, but it's the best attempt I could give you.
Mm-hmm.
Early this morning, so we've missed that opportunity, but between like 2 a.m. tomorrow morning and the pre-dawn hours.
Okay.
And so they say it's a pretty active meteor shower as well.
Okay.
So there you have it.
We had a pretty moon this morning.
I think I saw it last night getting home from church, and I thought, wow, that's beautiful.
Cause see,
is it full?
It's full.
Okay.
And the thing is that like this morning, you know, I watched it set over the mountains as I was driving in on, you know, toward the west.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's almost equal with the sunrise. And so you were getting this, you got this white moon, and all of a sudden it started turning brown or like yellow as the sun was coming up on the other side.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. I mean, and it was, I wish I could have got stopped somewhere on the side of the road where I could have got a clear enough shot of it with the phone, but it was pretty.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And is Crab Creek open?
It is.
It's back,
but they've not paved it. So there's a rough crossing right there. It's right there at Hidden Lake Road, at Crab Creek Road. where they put the culvert in. They've graveled it, and, you know, you just need to slow down.
Okay.
Going through there, they've got some cones up and stuff, but it is rough going across there. So be mindful of that.
Earlier, I think Levi's the one who maybe sent that. Was there a an issue on King Road, Levi?
No, that was the paving.
Okay,
yeah, the striping, I should say.
So that's good.
Yeah, they were striping this direction, and that was started at King Road this morning,
Now
it's coming from Penrose back this or from Pisgah Forest back this way.
Okay, so just watch out through there.
Yep.
And of course on 26, watch out always. And the Parkway, they're working on that paving project till like 2025 for the next 2.5 years, I think is what they're saying. August or September of 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so keep that in mind if you're heading that way. They'll have it down to one lane in some areas, and they can't rule out that some of the pullovers or picnic areas might be closed temporarily because they're paving parking lots and everything.
Cool.
So God bless them.
Yeah.
We got May 20th, a yard sale coming up at Riverside Baptist Church. They had to reschedule this one from some time back that they couldn't have it.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get this in Carolina calendar, but just a shout out. Again, a big yard sale Saturday, May 20th from 9 to 1 at Riverside Baptist Church off of Riverside Drive in Asheville. And proceeds will go to their HELPS project.
Okay.
And they just have a ministry of HELPS with various things. And so a good cause. And if you need more information, you can contact Bethany at 216-3669.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
All right. Want to get into Swap Shop? I think I checked the backside. So hopefully everything that was put in
make sure my screen's refreshed here. So we make sure we get everything. Yeah, this is a lost and found. This is missing a miniature Dachshund dog from the Etowah Pleasant Grove area. The name of the dog is Bailey, and they have a blue collar with the information on the collar. It went missing around the 28th, and if you know, if you've seen it or if you know someone who may have it, call Jennifer at 674-5687. This is the family dog, and so if you can call them 674-5687.
A Garmin 320 handheld with map card, excellent condition for $200. Tritonics Ultra Thresh Breaker XL with three collars. I'm assuming that's like a dog tracking collar setup. $250. You can leave a message if there's no answer at 506-5809, 506-5809.
Here is a used Taylor 110E acoustic electric guitar. They've had it for about 4 years, was bought new. It's a great sounding guitar. They're selling it because they have some medical bills to cover. They're asking $450. You can text this number at 772-2660. Again, 772-2660. Or you can go to our website and you can click on Swap Shop and see a picture of it. It's right there, two pictures actually, on our website. Again, 772-2660.
The annual Carpenter's Hands Ministry Yard Sale is coming up this Saturday from 8 to 3. It will be held rain or shine at Mud Creek Baptist Church, 403 Rutledge Drive, Hendersonville. They've got tools, furniture, toys, kitchen items, exercise equipment, jewelry, sporting goods, collectibles, appliances, and more. They'll also be selling food. They've got barbecue, apple cider donuts, and also homemade tamales. And then about noon on Saturday, everything will be reduced, just about everything, to 50% off. And then the following Saturday, which I think is the 13th, they will have a clearance sale from 8 to noon with $1 a box, and then large items, 90% off.
Yep.
This is a big deal sale. Again, Saturday, Mud Creek Baptist Church. They've got five big tents, and they also use their mission center and some adjoining area. So that's this weekend.
Yeah. Here's someone looking for a 24-inch wheel or wheel and tire to fit a Kubota tractor. The current size is 11.2 by 24, and they're also looking for someone to remove some bees from a building. And you said, I think yesterday, that this might be a Georgia phone number.
Yeah.
Could be living up here, though. 678 is the area code. 835-7384. 678-835-7384.
think that's the same number with, it was at Camp Tocoa that we had some time back that were, they were looking for some help.
Think so.
And I think that's, could be the same folks
okay.
there. At
Wonderful.
Least I made the connection. Indoor yard sale this Saturday, Balsam Grove Community Center, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Got a bunch of stuff, including tomato and pepper plants. And they're going to start selling breakfast at 8 a.m. So that's all going on this Saturday, 8 to noon at the Balsam Grove Community Center.
Here's for sale a 24-horsepower John Deere riding lawn tractor, the 54-inch mowing deck in excellent condition. Call for pricing and to make an offer or to see, make an appointment to see. They live in the Horseshoe area. 828-891-4549, 891-4549.
Liberty Baptist Church in the Candler area is seeking a youth pastor. Contact Pastor Derek McCarson. You can email dm4truth@gmail.com, or you can call 273-7991, 273-7991.
Here's some appliances for sale. A Frigidaire stove, like new condition. A Whirlpool refrigerator with the French doors and the freezer on the bottom for $1,000 for both. And they're selling these as a set. 877-3099, 877-3099.
Here are six-frame honeybee nooks with new queen for $180. 506-2563, 506-2563.
Here's some concrete steps. They are free. They're 21 inches high, 3 steps high, and 4 feet wide. They're free again, but you must come and pick them up. They're very heavy, so bring some help. 828-582-7000, 582-7000.
And that's our items for today. I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Looking at traffic, we've got a fairly significant backup going on today. I-40 westbound in the Iron Duff community. That's where they're working on those two bridges and have folks all merging into one lane in each direction. So keep in mind, if you're heading toward Tennessee, you've got that to deal with. Then a little bit of a slowdown. We kind of see it stop and go. On I-26, it's in the Long Shoals neighborhood. You're going to be a little bit before and after the Long Shoals exit. If you're traveling westbound, you'll see the brake lights there. And I think those are kind of our two troubled spots for today.
Yeah.
Kind of heavy over on 25, but it's just lunchtime and folks are out and about, I reckon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Here we go, and let's see. Want to send out a special happy birthday wish today to Brother Michael Blanton.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday.
God bless you, Mr. B.
I pray
you have a great day. Happy birthday to you. Early happy birthday wishes tomorrow to Mr. Scout Riddle.
Happy birthday. God
Turns
bless
five.
You. Yeah, what about that?
That is a big deal.
Big deal.
Yeah, a whole handful.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. We've got several things in our Carolina calendar, and we'll take a moment. And if we've got time, we'll finish up with some songs relating to prayer since today's National Day of Prayer.
Yeah, big deal.
If you want to start somewhere, I'll catch up.
All right. Here's the Carson's Creek Baptist Church. I got this info yesterday. You're invited to revival services coming up at the Carson's Creek Baptist Church in Conestee, Sunday night, May the 21st through Friday night, May the 26th. Services on Sunday begin at 6 p.m. and then Monday through Friday at 7. Evangelist Randy Bain will be preaching with special music each night. Middle Cross will be there Monday night. Victory Strings will be there Tuesday night, along with others through the week. The church is located at 4727 Conestee Trail in Conestee, North Carolina. Pastor Eddie Dodson, he always says, Brother Eddie, this is the other Brother Eddie. Pastor Eddie Dodson and the Carson's Creek family welcome everyone, and you can call him 553-2075 for more information.
The Little Ivy Baptist Church in Mars Hill has their Spring Jubilee next week. It actually starts this Sunday, the 7th, and goes through the 10th. Sunday services at 10 and 6, and then Monday, 3 and 7, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 and 7. They'll have meals served there on site in the fellowship hall. Preachers include Brother Larry Wells, Joe Bryant, Stacy Piercy, Tommy Wenzel, Tony Finney, and Stephen Aldridge. And the preachers for the morning services will be called from the floor. Pastor Scott Dodson Sr. and the Little Ivy family would love to have you come and be with them. If you need more information or if you need lodging, give them a call, 779-1991.
A Sugarloaf Baptist Church is having their Spring Jubilee coming up Saturday, May the 6th, starting at 4 o'clock. Their theme, It's Time to Grow. The afternoon will feature music by various groups and soloists and preaching by Pastor Bo Wagner of the Cornerstone Baptist Church from Mooresboro, North Carolina. Sugarloaf Baptist Church, located at 3146 Ridge Road in Hendersonville. You can contact Brother Jerry Dean at 553-3760 for more information.
The Pisgah Forest Baptist Church is planning their spring giveaway this Saturday, but I will tag it with weather permitting, because if it's raining, they will not have it. Scheduled for 9 to 1, got a lot of free stuff they're giving away. You'll find them at 494 New Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest.
Saturday, May the 6th, the North River Farms and the Town of Mills River, along with other sponsors, invite you to their Mills River Day. This is a free event. It's held there at North River Farms, 3333 North Mills River Road, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine. They have lots of activities, including a horse show, tractor show, food trucks, a variety of hands-on activities, and more. You can contact the Town of Mills River Parks and Recreation at 890-2901 or email them at recreation@millsriver.org for more information.
Riverside Baptist WMU will have their craft fair this Saturday, May 6th, from 10 to 3. It will be held in the Fellowship Hall of Riverside Baptist Church, 871 Riverside Drive in Asheville.
And I think that'll do it for the week.
All right. Well, God bless you folks. Thanks for letting us be a part of your day. And, of course, National Day of Prayer. And as we've mentioned often, as a child of God, every day is a day of prayer for us, or it should be. And I had someone ask me about this song the other day, and I'll kind of tell you how I think about it. It's Mr. Mark Bishop and Pray on the Little Days. My takeaway from this song is that God's not your spare tire to only be used in emergencies.
That's right.
That if you'll pray every day and let the Lord do his work in your heart on what we consider the little days, he'll take care of the bigger days.
That's a fact. I mean, I think a lot of times we adopted something great. I think it's really helped our church. I really believe this. I may have mentioned this on the air before, but I went down to Brother Rudy's revival. We had like 5 weeks of meeting. Went down there, and every night before we'd go in for service, they'd have prayer room in their old sanctuary, which is right next door. And you go in, and the prayer room would fill up with everybody, from young kids all the way to older seniors. And they had a basket. And as you entered in, you grabbed an object of prayer out of the basket. It had been written down on a card or a tithe envelope or whatever, piece of paper. And people would come, the young people would hold the basket, and you'd come by and grab something, an object out of there to pray. And then, of course, they passed the rest around to whoever was left. And so we prayed. And then they took the objects back up, put them back in the basket, prayed again the next night and the next night and the next night. We started doing that at the church. And I'm telling you right now, folks got behind that. And so an altar of prayer. Every service, come and get a card, little business cards, all size it is, and then lay it on the altar and pray. Daniel prayed three times a day, routinely, religiously. And the people of God, we need to do that. And, you know, take time to pray, and don't let it just be something that you just pull out of the trunk of your life when you need something, you said. It needs to be, so should we pray out of habit? I don't know if you want to call it, I don't think habit's a good word for it. I think it ought to be out of duty, out of your relationship with Christ.
Amen.
And pray. That is the way we talk to him.
Amen.
And he's made that available where when he tore the wall of partition down, when he took the veil down, we can come boldly before the throne of grace. And I get started. I'll go to preaching.
Amen.
But anyway.
No, you go right ahead. But
there it is. If my people. We shall call by my name, shalom, and pray. That's what we need to do.
Amen.
Yep.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
God bless you, folks.
I'm just like you in so many ways. I've had my share of tears, had my share of rainy days. Yeah, there were ups and downs, and the seasons turned. But through it all, the greatest lesson that I have learned is to just let God be God. On those little days, He'll be God. There on the bigger days, why do we wait until things go wrong, when we could have Him by our side all along? Let God be God in the best of times, and He'll be your God when you're going through the worst of times. If you need God to move in mighty ways, when you need God to be there on the bigger days, or pray on the little days. It's more than a book sitting on a table. God can change your life. He's willing and He's able. Oh, but we keep Him small, and then we stay the same. But we could change the world by calling on His name. Let God be God. Why do we wait until things go wrong, when we could have Him by our side all along? Let God be God in the best of times, and He'll be God through the worst of times. You need God to move in mighty ways, when you need God to be there on the bigger days, pray on the little days.
Let God be God
on the little days.
Let God be God
there on the bigger days.
Victory's here. fighting the devil doesn't mean I should run. I cannot expect him to lay down his guns. He knows he's a loser and he'll have to flee. He doesn't stand a chance when I'm down on my knees. For I have a weapon I know how to use. I'll aim it toward heaven. There's no way to lose. No matter how thick the smoke fills the air, I'll win this battle with my